Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspects of gardening. It's about how we can help you with your garden needs. Wow, we've been having some awesome seasonal weather this week. Love the temperature, love the sun, and don't have any snow. Have you seen what the next 10 days are going to be? High in the 60s. We'll take it. Enjoy and stay safe. How about those squirrels? What do you think of them in your garden? How to keep squirrels away from your garden. Squirrels can be entertaining to watch, but they can be very frustrating if they keep digging up your garden plants or take residence in your garage. Here's how to keep squirrels away from naturally squirrel-repellent ideas. With a fondness of fresh fruits, vegetables, and flowers, the common squirrel has long spelled trouble for home gardeners. From Maine to Montana, these wily creatures yank geraniums from window boxes, pluck nearly ripe tomatoes from their vine, and strip apple trees like professional pickers. Though their foliage can happen any time of year, a squirrel's raid on harvest time can drive a gardener nuts. Squirrels are especially active in late summer and autumn when they stock up for the winter. They do not hibernate, although they may lay low during cold spells. So their underground pantries are virtually important winter warehouses. They have a significant instinct for hoarding food, which helps them to survive. Although North America is home to several species of squirrels, the suburban savvy gray squirrel gives gardeners and the people who feed birds the most gray squirrel stash food by burying it scattered around their territory. How do those clever critters find those flower bulbs anyway? All squirrels have a very keen sense of smell. The nose of these expert foragers is tiny, but powerful tool in searching for hidden nuts, berries, and bulbs. In the garden, the biggest troublemaker is the gray squirrel. Their most famous feature is their bushy tail, a puff of fur used for warmth, communication, and balance. They have, for that appears gray from a distance, and white or light gray underbellies. There's also smaller red squirrels, which are more active, noisy, and cause damage in the garden. Spring bulb snatched on? You're probably dealing with squirrels, chipmunks, or groundhogs. Squirrels eat the bulbs and also use the ready-made holes to store their foliage nuts. In the food garden, where do you see bite marks on soft fruits such as squash? That's often a sign of a squirrel. Yes, they'll take one bite and leave the rest behind. Often near the time your crop is ripe, squirrels will steal the entire fruit, especially squash, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and melons. Squirrels relish digging up seeds and young seedlings, especially in your freshly planted beds. Their holes tend to be shallow and small, the size of a golf ball. They love to dig around your flower pots too. Squirrels and chipmunks are known to look for insects or other goodies in containers and may uproot plants in the process. If conditions have been established dry, they may also be digging to assess the moist soil. Squirrels will attack not only your gardens, but your bird feeders as well. If you noticed your bird food disappearing rather quickly or piling up beneath this feeder, you might have a squirrel problem. So again, I ask you, how do you like squirrels in your garden? The next part of the radio show is sharing message I've done for over 26 years. Thanks to all that tell me they hear me on the radio and they enjoy the messages. You know I'm only the messenger in this message and in doing the work in the greenhouse. It's the Lord's hand in all of it. It is work through me. Bible verse Colossians 1:27. To whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ within us and among us, the hope of glory. Thankful for the power of prayer. Short, simple prayers can be mighty beyond description, but that does not take away from the fact that prayer is also a great mystery. Watchman Nee, a Chinese Christian who wrote many profound books while in prison for his faith, writes, "Prayer is the most wonderful act in the spiritual realm, as well as the most mysterious affair. I believe the greatest mystery of prayer is that it joins the hearts of people on earth with God's hearts in heaven. Prayer is spiritual and it gets into the unseen realm. It brings things out of the unseen realm into the realm we can see and to the world around us, right where we live. We can thank God for prayer, ushers spiritual blessings into our natural everyday lives and brings spiritual power to bear on our earthly circumstances. We human beings are the only creatures in our known universe who can stand up in a natural realm and touch the spiritual realm. Let us pray. I thank you, Lord, that you have entrusted to me the power of prayer. Help me to know that when I pray to you, I am not wasting words. I am connecting heaven to earth. Thank you, Lord, for this mystery and the power of prayer. In your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Thanks to all that listen to this program. Enjoy the wonderful fall weather we're having. Blessings, Larry and Becky.